Yeah, you know what time it is. We can let down our hair. The moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the river Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy gonna give you something to drink now. Yes, I am your host here in, well, the vast blood-drenched state of Texas. But, my producer Sam the Animal Still is joining us from the headquarters, the flagship station, their News Radio 570 WWNC in Asheville, North Carolina, along with investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. Very hard to believe that it's the end of November, and we all know what happens next. It's Christmas time, so Shelley, tell us, what does Christmas time mean for you and the family there at Wright's Coin Shop?
It means that we're very, very, very tired because people come in and they buy stuff and they run us all over the place and they're full of Christmas cheer and we run out of stuff. So you want to get there early. You want to come in and get all of your stuff done at one time while we have all of this really great selection so that you can enjoy Christmas with your family and your friends. And you don't have to go to all of these outlying places and buy things that nobody wants and that never fit and they're never the right color. So just come to the coin shop because we have what you want.
You know, you make a really good point there, Shelley, that I can't be the only person on earth who dreads the idea of Christmas shopping.
And I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate shopping anyway.
Well, there's so much pressure to, you know, make it appear as if you've taken every single person that you know and you have sat down and thought about them and profiled them and tried to figure out what they would like and then, you know, gone on the internet and done research. And then, you know, and the nice thing about what you guys provide there at Wright's Coin Shop is you provide in one spot items that are not only suitable for everybody, man, woman, child, but things that everybody will love to receive. And
exactly.
I'm talking about things that have that wow factor. I mean, I have seen many, many times what happens when you present somebody with a nice, shiny, fantastic coin. I mean, their eyes light up. They're not expecting to see that. It's like a little treasure chest. You know, they open it and it just like goes pow.
Mm-hmm.
And they see this beautiful thing. And the great thing is it's not just about the glitz of the beauty of the item. There is beneath it this tangible reality that this is something that has true value, true intrinsic worth, and is going to increase in value as time goes on. It's got all of those factors and variables just combined into one, you know, tiny, convenient gift. And so I can see why somebody who doesn't like to shop could go to Wright's Coin Shop and buy everything they need all at once on a very reasonable budget for everybody they know. And everybody acts like, oh, they just went to the ends of the earth to get the perfect gift for them.
When in fact, we went to the ends of the earth for them to get that perfect gift for them to give. So Yeah, it's a really great time. You really, really need to get to the coin shop. And just this week, we found out that the Mint has ceased production of the 2015 Silver Eagles. So once they're gone, they're gone. So if we get to, say, the second or third week of December and we've run out, well, that's it. That's all there is. There are no more 2015s for you to give in 2015. So you need to come now. You need to, you just need to come. Also, we got in the, some silver rounds with Santa Claus and it says 2015 and it's really cute little ounce of silver. So it's, and the heft factor, the weight of it, it feels really good in your hands. It feels really good to the person who's opening up their gift. So, it's a great time to come in while we're well stocked and well rested.
Well, you know, the audience for this show, the fans of this show, just grows exponentially every single week. And so if somebody's listening before, if somebody's listening now and they've never listened before, we should reiterate that, you know, Wright's Coin Shop is a family-owned business that you guys have been in business for over 40 years.
Right.
And you don't work on commission.
No.
And if somebody contacts you guys, you can give them personalized attention. So let's go over, like, you know, how people can contact you and talk to you personally or someone in your family who's going to really try to make them as happy as possible so they'll be a repeat customer. How do people get in touch with you guys?
Well, they can come and see us at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville. That's the very same long road that you take to get down to Biltmore Village and Biltmore Estate. And they can give us a call at 828-298-5402. Now, I don't know, I haven't heard yet, if we're going to be open on Saturdays through Christmas. So just think Monday through Friday, 10:30 to 5:30 right now, because I'm only part of the family. I don't know yet. I don't know what Dad has in mind for us. But and then we will close early on Christmas Eve. But there won't be very much left on Christmas Eve anyway. So come early.
So again, please write this number down, 828-298-5402. They're located at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road, not far from the Biltmore Estate. You can go directly to WrightsCoinShop.com. That's WRIGHTS, WrightsCoinShop.com. Or to make it very simple, go to SpeakingOfStrange.com. There's a link, and when you get to their website, there's a map and pictures, and you can see a picture of Shelley. All that stuff is there for you. And again, the number 828-298-5402. Hey, Shelley, have you ever played the role of a sex slave?
Let me think.
Think hard.
Of all the roles I've played, I don't remember sex slave.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, okay, Sam, I don't know that I should even ask you this question. I have a sneaking suspicion you probably have a gimp suit somewhere in your bedroom.
No, sir. Not into
Am
latex.
I wrong?
Not into latex and vinyl, but
it could be leather. have you ever done the sex slave thing, Sam?
I mean, that's such an open-ended question. I mean, you really got to be a little more detailed. I mean, keeping in mind that our parents listen. So, I'll just say, who knows?
Well, you know, I really don't even want to know from you anyway. Let's get back to Shelley.
Shelley.
All right.
What if it was the current Doctor Who? Okay, what if David Tennant, Doctor Who, asked you to be his sex slave?
Doctor Who.
I don't know. I was just thinking something you like a lot.
Let me cut to the chase here, because basically, here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm getting at.
Mm.
We know in December the new Star Wars movie comes out, And Star Wars is usually targeted toward, you know, well, kids. Adults love it too, but kids. But there is this sexual icon from Star Wars, which is the Princess Leia sex slave. Actually, you probably shouldn't call it a sex slave. They call it the slave Leia. They leave out the sex.
The gold bikini with the buns on the side of the head.
Are you saying that you want me to dress up in the slave outfit for the premiere of the movie?
No. Well, yes, actually, now that you bring that up. Mm. But what I'm really saying is I think it's kind of weird how sometimes Star Wars stuff is a little bit over-sexualized. I mean, I have this new book, Use the Force, coming out, so I'm really paying attention to it. And I've been listening to some of these ads, these promos that have been running for Star Wars products, and I frankly think they're going a little bit too far. Maybe I'm being a prude, let me just play you some examples. Here's the first one of these commercials. Sam, let's let this one roll.
Okay, just a moment. Here it is.
Okay.
The first one. Okay, now it's ready.
Here we go. Okay.
In adult shops everywhere, it's Star Wars Action Toys.
Star Wars Action Toys.
Get the Yoda Action Condom. Chewbacca Do-It-Yourself Home Vasectomy Kit. The R2-D2 Action Vibrator. The Darth Vader Hemorrhoid Removal Kit. The Luke Skywalker Ewok Flavored Joy Jelly. The Obi-Wan Kenobi Nipple Clamps. The Princess Leia Disposable Douche. And the Jedi Knight Inflatable Love Doll with fully functional vibrating lightsaber.
Star Wars Action Toys.
In adult shops everywhere. Life-size inflatable Jabba the Hutt with optional vacuum suck sold separately.
I don't know if I'm just getting too old or what, but I think that's...
I could totally use some of that Darth Vader hemorrhoid cream.
That was so not for real. That could not be.
Shelly's face.
Okay, well,
I wish you could see Shelly's face.
It could not be.
If you think that's wild, listen to this second one. Here, play the second one, Sam.
In drugstores now, it's Star Wars Action Condoms. Sturdy enough for Darth Vader. Sensitive enough for Chewbacca. Passionate enough for Princess Leia. And big enough to cover R2-D2. Star Wars Action Condoms. And coming soon, Beanie Baby Condoms. Star Wars Action Lubricant optional.
No way!
Shelly, actually, she's sitting here actually believing this. She's like, what?
That could not be!
What?
There is no way that family-friendly Star Wars, despite the slave outfit, would... Yeah. No way.
Things have become way too commercialized,
they
you
have.
Say. Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break, and just to save us from any legal action,
yeah.
Yes, those are satires, those are parodies, folks, okay? But we are going to take a break. Princess Leia, slave Leia, you know that, you know, anyway, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to share a story with you that, really stood out in my mind. And it has to do with, well, what they call twerking. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange.
And it starts sometime around midnight, or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two.
Dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Dark. Changing, stranger a dark night.
Yes, the Dark 30 Hour here on Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. Now, here's what Dark 30 means. It means that, well, we're talking about some of the more outrageous and controversial material, stuff you don't hear so much about in the mainstream media, often more sordid and seedy. So tune out. Do not listen if you are easily offended or if there are kids around. Consider that your warning. And now we will proceed. By the way, I want to always make sure that you understand now, if you want to see some really cool images that complement the things we talk about on this show, just go to my own personal website, joshuapwarren.com, joshuapwarren.com. There is no period after the P, joshuapwarren.com. And, you know, usually if you go to speakingofstrange.com, I find links to that, and Wright's Coin Shop, and yeah, all the other good stuff. But, you know, I look at these news stories every week, and sometimes you see a story, and it makes you think more deeply about a cultural phenomenon. And I saw this story, which is about twerking. And I've got to be honest with you. I don't know if what I'm about to say is going to make me sound naive, or if all of you will agree, but I had never heard of twerking until twerking was performed by Miley Cyrus. Now, Sam, I'm going to start with you because I know you're a dirty, twisted, filthy pervert. Did you know what twerking was before Miley Cyrus did this?
Of course.
Did
it? But, I mean, I keep my finger somewhat in the hole of the cultural, what's going on. You know, Miley Cyrus has brought it to the attention of boring white people like yourself. And speaking of, did you see her new photo shoot for that Juicy magazine? Holy, it's gone. Sorry to get off track, but that is just, blew my mind. I was like,
oh, really?
Oh my gosh.
What
you
blows
what?
Your
that
mind?
That is not off track. Please continue.
I mean, I can't even. A couple months ago, there was a Terry Richardson photo shoot with Miley, and she's been known to put up, you know, pictures on her Instagram and stuff that are racy. This, there's no line here. This is a straight pornography. But
really?
Oh, dude, do a little searching. Do a little searching. You'll find there's like a, you know, a very tame one. She's licking her armpit, which is very hairy. There's another one where she's got some handcuffs and a policeman's billy club, and she's, you know, kissing it. There's some more where she's wearing things that, like, attach, and it gets pretty serious stuff. But
now,
it's all done in the...
You use the word pornographic. That's, I mean, does she really go that far?
Oh, yeah, it's full nude. Full nude. There are... I mean, there's certain things I don't want to say here. But
I understand. I understand. Wow. Okay.
Euphemisms.
There's sucking of things, but, you know, that are implements. They're not, you know, other people. It's a solo thing. It's just her. Then at the end, she's wearing like a leotard or a onesie of some sort that says, my blank, my, you know, it's basically saying it's not pornography. It's empowerment.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. She's empowering.
Well,
yeah.
You know, it's funny because when you have these performers like her who do these outrageous things, or even Lady Gaga doing her outrageous things, the reason I think ultimately that people continue to stay interested is not because of that, but the fact that, you know, these folks actually are talented. I mean, let's face it, Miley Cyrus is a really good singer, and so
very,
is Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga is terribly, insanely talented. And I got into an argument just the other day, and I don't listen to Miley Cyrus, but my argument goes back to she inducted Joan Jett into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Joan Jett likes her. If she's good enough for Joan Jett, then she's got to have something, some chutzpah, if you will. You know, I mean, she is very, she can do the rock, she can do the pop, she can do the country, you know. She's Dolly Parton's goddaughter. For goodness sake.
Well, you know, that it's pretty incredible. And, you know, I understand, like, if she were just the good singer, she would still be successful. But by being, you know, this kind of over-the-top outlandish figure, well, that's when she's moved in this day and age to superstar.
Just because you put naked pictures on the internet does not mean that you are blessed with talent. And I am just a perfect example of that. I mean,
well, you know, it's funny. I was recently I became curious about how acceptable, you know, nudity is becoming for mainstream actors. I mean, for example, the female lead in the new Star Wars movie, she's done nude. I mean, that's pretty amazing. And this is a Disney thing, but it goes kind of back to what I was saying in the last segment. Obviously, we were joking around some of the last segment, but the reality is, I mean, there would have been a time when it would have been unthinkable that Disney would produce a Star Wars movie with a lead female who has done naked scenes in movies. But this one has. And there's a whole long list of people who have done pretty, you know, explicit nudie things. I mean, Julianne Moore won an Academy Award this year. And I remember her bottomless scene in a movie years ago. I don't know
if you... want to go down, you know, the Disney down years ago, who can forget Fred McMurray's full frontal?
What?
He did. Fred McMurray, that Shaggy Dog. I'm just kidding.
Are you serious?
No, Fred McMurray never did full frontal. That was like 1952.
Okay, that's.
But for somebody out there, somebody just chuckled who got that Fred McMurray reference. So.
The fact that you would even conceive of such a thing says something very deep and penetrating about your psyche. I don't know what it is, but
brilliant.
We'll put you on the Freudian couch and figure that one out. All right, well, here's why I bring this topic up. Here's a story from the Huffington Post. Police in Washington, D.C. are asking the public's help to identify two women accused of sexually assaulting a man by twerking against him and fondling his genitalia. Now, think about this.
It's feasible.
There are a lot of ways you can be assaulted in life. This is probably the best way.
Who's doing the twerking? you know?
Okay. So it says, surveillance video shows a man talking on the phone while getting money from an ATM. In the footage, two women in short dresses come into the store. One of the women, wearing a silver dress, rubs her butt against the front of the man while purchasing something. When the victim backs away, her friend in a short red dress makes several attempts to cozy up to the man, including trying to touch his pants inseam. It appears the man did not know the women and had no interest in getting better acquainted. The two women left the store, but police are now trying to find them. The twerking might seem like fun and games to some, but D.C. police believe the two women should be charged with third-degree sexual assault. And these aren't the first women whose twerking has run afoul of the law. In April of 2014, three women in Beaverton, Oregon, were arrested after two of them began twerking near the town courthouse while the other filmed it. And this past April, three women in southern Russia were sentenced to brief jail terms after making a twerking video on the site of a World War II memorial.
I mean, I hate to call you out on it. I mean, twerking's a little couple months ago. I mean, where it's at now, if you look at it, it's actually breast twerking.
What?
Breast twerking. Look it up. Where girls have muscles in their chest and they can make their boobies twerk.
Is this similar to motorboating at all?
No, that takes two people. Breast twerking is a solo. I mean, you learn that on your own.
Well,
basically,
case,
like, think of a muscle guy making his pecs go boom, 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 boom. But sexier.
It doesn't sound sexy at all.
I'll find some video, show.
Okay, we'll take a break, and when we come back, oh boy, here's another story I'll be sharing with you about a new accessory for your cell phone. Let's put it that way. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to the Dark 30 Hour, brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop on Speaking of Strange.
First my clothes catch on fire, then my car hits a tree. You might think it's a big catastrophe, just seems normal to me. Always looking on the bright side, isn't that the way to be? You might say that's a sign of lunacy, just comes natural.
It's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange, brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. Again, the number to Wright's Coin Shop in Asheville, North Carolina is 828-298-5402. That's 828-298-5402. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and let me remind you now, we call this the Dark 30 Hour because, well, this is late at night, and we save the content that is more sordid and seedy and controversial for the late night crowd. So, you know, if there are kids around, they don't need to be listening to this. Or if anybody's easily offended, tell them to listen to something else, do something else. That's your fair warning. I am here in Texas, outside of San Antonio, and we have my producer Sam the Animal Steel there in the Ash studio.
He's been practicing, you know, that.
Well, you know, Sam, that bumper music, by the way, is kind of obscure.
It's very obscure.
And you obviously know where it's from. Does Shelley, did you share it with her?
We did. I quizzed her on it. I mimed it out for her. I did a shirt ripping. I did a basketball, and I did a Parkinson's.
Well, I'm thinking American Werewolf in London or something, because, you know, the shirt thing and the howling and, you know, I didn't even think of Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf.
I love that movie. I love the original Teen Wolf.
You couldn't make it these days.
No, you couldn't.
Lots of underage drinking, like wanton crazy, like the van surfing.
Yeah.
While drunk and underage. I think there's like some sexual assaults in there or close to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just a good time 80s movie back then.
Yeah, I always loved that movie. And I think I even read somewhere that, like, Michael J. Fox was like, oh, I just wish I hadn't have done that. I thought my career was over when I did that. But I thought it was a fun movie.
And how cool was Styles at the time? Yeah. Shelly's now, Shelly, you're boof.
I'm what?
You're boof.
I'm boof.
I'm boof.
Okay, well, let's bring it back up here to 2015. Mobius found this story, and, you know, I guess when you really start thinking about it, it's not that far-fetched, especially, you know, here it is Christmas time, and everybody's, like, gadget-obsessed these days with technology. Obviously, if you're a woman, and I am presuming this, so Shelley, you can tell me if I'm wrong or right, but according to this story here, it says if you're a woman, there's no way that when, you know, your phone buzzes and vibrates once in a while, you don't imagine that maybe that could be turned into a more elaborate experience. Am I right or wrong, or is the story right or wrong? What do you think?
You know, when you're changing your phone from sound to mute, you go right in the middle there. It does nothing for me.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like I, you know, think in the middle of the workday, oh, I wish this, you know, no.
What was the question again?
Well,
this is a naughty question.
What?
This is how he phrased things in an FCC world. so basically they say, you know, in this story, if you can't shake that thought from your mind, don't worry. Because basically when your phone vibrates, and especially if you're a woman.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Okay. So there's a new product that's come out here called the Izzy Vibe. That's the IZI Vibe. It's basically a phone case with a handle.
Okay.
Hint. Okay. Which I know. I hear Sam. He's clicking away on the keyboard right now.
Can you look that up at work? If you can't, here's the phone.
No, I can look it up.
And yeah, a phone case with a handle is kind of like, you know, the special massager. They say it makes it look kind of like a hairbrush. And it amplifies the vibrations of your phone to work as a powerful vibrator. What's that, Sean?
I'm just thinking that the further you get in the story, the visuals that I'm getting are less and less sexy.
Maybe your visuals. I don't. It says here the handle can work in. Okay, I won't read that. It says the vibrations extend all the way down the structure, ensuring that every piece of the gadget vibrates. It's made from 100% medical-grade hypoallergenic silicon. Features 7 different modes, which can be controlled by the volume buttons or a slider. It has a number of other features with an app.
So tell me something. Where are you going to use this special phone? Really?
Anywhere you want.
I mean,
but you know what? It's one of those like completely logical ideas, isn't it? I mean, I almost read it and thought, "Hey, why didn't I think of that?" I mean, how simple is that?
Because there's a reason. There's a saying. It sounded better in theory.
Well, you know, apps are not that hard to make. I've made a few apps. So, okay, I got the app thing. I mean, I don't know how to make some app that communicates with your phone's vibratory, you know, functions. But essentially, the main piece of this puzzle here is it's just a case. You know, let's face it. It's a dildo that you snap onto your phone. And
that's what it is.
And there's an app that vibrates.
You know, there's a whole market for adult, apps and things that are controlled by your phone that I really need to get deeper into. like ones that actually monitor, you know, like much like something to monitor your heart rate or miles walked, you know, pumps per minute or things of that nature. I'm really kind of ill-informed on a lot of these topics.
Right.
And interactive things with toys and your phone, it's amazing what they're doing these days. And I got to say, I feel left behind. I really need to explore more. Josh, if you'd like to, send me any products to try out.
That you don't want back.
I'm not going to send them, but I think, you know, we can put it out here right now on the airwaves that if anybody who is trying to market, distribute,
please,
you know, some kind of, you know, colorful or blue product.
In care of iHeartMedia.
Sam the Animal Still can act as our product reviewer for the Dark 30 Hour.
Especially any fleshlight things, I would love to try them out.
Okay. And so what is the best way to contact you?
13 Summerlin Road. Just send them to the station here.
They'll never make it to you if they go to the station. The secretary will get it. You know,
got fired. They got an interim.
It will be discreetly packaged.
Discreetly packaged. Please, people, have some decorum.
Sam, you have a Twitter account. How active are you really on that account?
Lately, I got to tell you, I've been slacking. It just updated or whatever, and I just got a text a little bit ago. It was like, you haven't gone through with the update in 7 days. What are you doing? So I haven't been on there in at least 7 days. I can tell you that.
Hmm, okay.
I'm pretty active on my Facebook and my Instagram and my Tinder, of course.
Well, okay, how about this? I'll make this simple. If you go to joshuapwarren.com, and there's my email address there, it's contact@joshuapwarren.com. You send something to me that you want reviewed, I'll forward it to Sam. And
there
then
we go.
Sam.
The filthier, the better. The filthier, the better, says Shelley Wright.
One more story before we hit this break. UK says a council chief there, it's like a councilman, he was on this campaign to axe all the public toilets in his town. He said, this is a waste of taxpayer money. This guy has now been, I don't know if he was arrested, but he's been cited for peeing in public in the street.
Because there's nowhere to go.
Yeah. He's a 51-year-old guy. This is such a typical politician story, isn't it? The guy, he went on this, again, a big campaign. They took all the public toilets out, and the next thing you know, the guy himself is peeing in the street. He says, quote, I'm embarrassed by the incident, and I've apologized. And so he got a 40-pound fine, but what a hypocrite. Okay, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, well, the final stories that I have saved for tonight's Dark 30 Hour, and one of them I'm still trying to figure out how to read. It's that... Well, you'll see. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the program where the unusual becomes usual. It's brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. The number to Wright's is 828-298-5402. That's 828-298-5402. It's the Dark 30 Hour, and we'll wrap up, speaking of strange, after this.
To your husband, baby, I'll be over tonight. It won't do no good to lock them doors and windows tight. I don't scare easily, so shut up and listen to me. I ain't afraid of your husband, baby, I'll be over tonight. So what's the big deal? Let down your hair if you run around. He wouldn't care anyway. Come on, baby, what do you say? A good-looking woman, a chart-topping man, need to get it on every chance they can. Give it up. Now, come on, baby, give it up. No, he don't scare me none. He sure don't scare my gun. To your husband, baby, I'll be over tonight. Now, it won't do no good to lock them doors and windows tight. Cause I ain't afraid of your husband, baby, I'll be over tonight.
Yeah, it's the, well, we're at the end, the final minutes of tonight's Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. Tonight's program has been brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. And once again, the number to Wright's Coin Shop is 828-298-5402. Do not wait till the last minute to go visit them and just, you know, place a call. Talk to Shelley. Talk to somebody else there you can trust and figure out what the options are. You don't need a lot of money. It's trust me, you don't, to make a big impression. 828-298-5402. Also, on a bit of a programming note here, I don't think we're going to have a new show next week. It's my understanding that there's most likely going to be a ball game on. So we'll probably be joining you again in December. And, you know, our December shows are always a lot of fun because, well, as you've seen already, there are some weird and spooky things that connect to the holiday season. And I look forward to sharing with all of you, ultimately, the results of my TULPA experiment. So the best thing you can do is go to speakingofstrange.com and just sign up for our free e-newsletter there at the site. And keep in mind, there are also plenty of podcasts going back for years you can listen to. You don't have to sign up. Just go to the podcast page and you can click the links and listen to MP3s. Or if you want to, you can sign up and listen through iTunes. I mean, we have all the options there for you at speakingofstrange.com. Well, it wouldn't be a complete Dark 30 Hour if we didn't have at least one story from the great state of Florida. That's right. This comes from Bradenton, Florida, a town which I will always consider fondly because of its connection to the Johnson Smith Company, which created some of the wackiest products in the world. And I was growing up as a kid, I'd always look forward to getting the Johnson Smith catalog from Bradenton, Florida. Here's the headline, Woman Battered Beau Over Sex Position Dispute. A 45-year-old Florida woman was arrested following a bizarre series of events that began with a trip to a storage unit with her ex-husband. Now, according to the cops, these two, who were married for 12 years, decided to drive together to retrieve some belongings from their storage unit there. And while parked in the rear of the facility, quote, the woman got undressed and asked the man if he wanted to, well, I'll leave the, I'll end the quote there. The man agreed. He told the woman to lay down. Mind you, this is the Dark 30 Hour, so, you know, tune out if you're easily offended or there are kids around or anything like that. The woman said that she did not want to do anything in that position and said that she wanted another position. Well, they got into a big argument over the positions, and this ended with the woman allegedly striking the man in the head with a thrown object. As the man sought to remove some of his belongings from the car seat, the woman allegedly accelerated the auto, quote, with the man still halfway inside the vehicle, end quote. And as the man pulled out of the vehicle, the woman drove over his right foot. When cops got on the scene, the man was bleeding from a head wound and his right foot appeared to be swelling. After being contacted by police, the woman came back and she said that she wanted to, you know, do it this way and he wanted to do it that way. And if he'd just done it the way that she wanted, he would be fine right now. Well, she was arrested for domestic battery and she's in trouble. And our last story of the night, oh boy, again, I have to say it again, it's the Dark 30 Hour, here's your warning, this is not for kids, not for the easily offended, tune out if you don't want to hear some of the more sordid and seedy and outrageous stuff. This is a story from Arizona, actual headline, Arizona man prostituted his pet dog. Do I really need to continue, actually?
No, no, you don't.
What kind of dog?
Any dog. No, don't continue.
He prostituted his dog in exchange for, and I'm really editing this highly, in exchange for him having access to miniature horses, goats, and other farm animals. This is a situation that has become, quote, all too familiar, end quote, says the sheriff's office. This retired delivery driver has been arrested after he attempted to trade this, you know, thing with his dog for a liaison with a series of farm animals, according to the sheriff's.
I mean, as bad as it sounds, a dog's pretty common. I mean, if he was like, he exchanged his alpaca or something you don't see every day, but a dog, I mean, was it a specialty? That's why I was so curious. I mean, there's a lot of questions left unanswered at the end of the show, is all I'm saying, Josh.
Well, I didn't mean it to come out this way, but enjoy your turkey, everybody. And happy Thanksgiving. That's going to do it for this edition.
Thankful for you and Shelly.
Oh, I'm thankful for you, too,
thank
also.
You. I also thank Brian Hall, yes, Sam Still, John Anderson, Mobius. It's Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Don't ever text while driving, and tune in next week for maybe a show, or if not, something else. You are commanded!